Well, we have been remembering victims of the Las Vegas massacre, 58 in all. They came from across the country and around the world. In Manhattan Beach, California, near Los Angeles, people are mourning the loss of a favorite police department employee who died in the carnage. Reporter Susan Vallett reports.
As the American and California flags fly at half-staff, flapping in the sea breeze outside, flowers fill the inside of the lobby of the Manhattan Beach Police Department. They surround a photo of 33-year-old Rachel Parker, who spent the last decade manning the front desk here.
She had the biggest smile and the greatest personality.
That's Jan Buick, who oversees the city's older adult program. She would see Parker greeting people in the police lobby of the upscale beach town.
And she had a compassion that, was never ending. And she had a gentleman that kept coming into the lobby, and she was worried about him because he was homeless. And she kept talking to him and talking to him. And she called me and said, "What do I do?"
Parker was able to persuade the man to take part in a program to help get him off the streets. Buick says after that, she got to know Parker better when the young woman decided to get her bachelor's degree in social work, focusing on the elderly. She interned at the city's older adult program, where Buick says the two women bonded over their love of rescue dogs. Buick says her friend died way too young.
I hope people won't honor her memory and be kind to others. You know, I think we see so much anger and so much, I just hope that people will remember that she was compassionate and caring, and I hope people will remember to be that, that people treat others like she treated people.
For Here and Now, I'm Susan Vallett.